62 WTMT with Marty Stewart, and now that's country. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock here on a Thursday morning, the first day of October. Good morning, Mark Anderson. Problems, baby? What's wrong?
Tired, man.
Well, you had yesterday off.
Yeah,
what's the deal?
I was off, all right. You know what time I left? I called you.
Yeah, you called me real early. Real early.
Got to good old Indy right at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a lot of construction work. We had to go to the north side.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And I-65 is just, you know, usually, what, 4 lanes? Now it's 2 or whatever.
Ooh, yeah, that is cut down considerably.
It's tough.
Oh,
so I was a tad late, but not too much.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Of course, you were up there yesterday doing a little seminar type thing. A
little insurance seminar. Personal lines, property, and casualty. Kind of enjoyed it.
Sounds like an accounting firm.
When you think you know everything, you find out you don't know a whole
lot. Oh, yeah. I don't know the number of times I've felt that way. It's like, yeah, I got all this down. What? There's more? What?
Good little gift I brought you.
Yeah, that was very sweet of you.
I was passing the line.
Yeah.
And I saw this lady open it up, saw what it was, and I said, my boy Lean Dean would enjoy that.
So I
grabbed one.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's a nice little toolkit he brought me this morning. He's sweetheart. Don't let the image fool you, ladies and gentlemen.
I was going to go right by, and I saw this lady open it. They had your choice, little candy jars. And,
yeah.
You know.
I figured you'd pick up a candy jar.
Yeah, I was just... You know, my mind was racing, and I wanted to get home, and, you know, it's an hour difference in time, so I'm out at, like, 5 my time, 4 their time.
Well, what's the next plateau before you get another nice goodie like that one you're wearing on your wrist there?
Oh, that's soon to come.
I think to say, I remember when you got that, you were pleasantly surprised.
Yes, indeed.
And there he was all... feeling no pain. Show me how to work this damn thing. Well, I
still
don't know.
I got to say, I know how to run the big second hand. Yeah. That's about it.
Yes, I guess that's good enough, man, as long as you know what time it is and you're not late. Speaking of late, it's 13 minutes after 7 o'clock here at WTMT.
There's more hotels on the north side of Indianapolis than there is in the entire city of Louisville.
North side, yeah. I'll agree with you on that.
And if all the rest of the sides of town have that many hotels, geez.
There's a bunch downtown, too.
I guess, though, you think about it, they need them. 2 pro sports teams.
Right.
Indy 500.
Yeah, the 500.
A lot of business up there.
Of convention business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they use them all.
I'm sure. They wouldn't be there.
That's right. They wouldn't be there. The thing that always amazed me about, you know, when I was living up there, it was like, wow, 120th Street, 123rd.
Right.
I'm like, whoa, time out. Wait a minute. I'm the guy from, you know, 32nd and Dumanil was the farthest I ever
right
got,
on.
Man. What's this 123rd and Broad Ripple, you know? But it's Indianapolis is like one big town with a bunch of little small towns in it.
Yeah.
You know, Speedway, Broad Ripple, I can't think of some of the other ones. But they're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And each has its own, like, little police force and everything. But it's a deal where... The city and all the towns are all combined. And I know it's something that we've wanted to do down here, get city and government together, or city and county
right.
together for a long time.
And that should be done.
And it should be. But, you know, it's something that's going to be a slow, arduous process.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be the best in the long run.
But anywho, we were at the Omni on the north side.
Yeah.
Nice hotel. I've been to the Omni downtown. Went to the Colts game last year.
I can't remember that hotel we stayed at. One of the older, more traditional hotels.
Uh-huh.
All I remember was I got back and I asked for my friend's room, and they like, we don't have anybody here by that name.
Huh.
So I wound up roaming the halls for about 2
oh.
hours. And then, just right at 6 a.m., the girl says... Oh, I forgot to put their card in the computer. And they were there the whole time, but I was like, give me the damn key, lady. I've been sleeping in the elevator. I did. Slept in the elevator, slept in the hallway, slept in the chairs down. Mm-hmm. I was just like a lost soul wandering this place, going, my friends are here. I know they are. I called Doc's room. Doc, do you know what room Jeff's in?
Hold on, bye.
All right, go back to sleep. Pass out again. He was no help. Well, it's 47 degrees in the clear skies right now here in downtown Louisville. Looks like a fairly nice day. We're going to start warming up a little bit. So
not much, but a little.
Enough, significantly.
Back to seasonably
warm. Seasonably warm temperatures, exactly. Of course, tomorrow we're looking to have a very special guest with us right around 7:30. We're anticipating Chief Russell Sanders to join us from the Louisville City Fire Department. He is the top dog in that department, and he's going to be coming down to discuss the Fire Prevention Month. You know, I thought it was just something here locally that they were doing, but it is National Fire Prevention Month here in October. And we'll be discussing the activities to kick all that off. They're going to have a big luncheon tomorrow to get people's fire awareness up so that we can help make your home safer and try and prevent any more deaths in the city, because right now it looks like we're going to come in under the amount of fire deaths that we had last year.
Great.
And anytime
fantastic.
You can break a goal like that, it's always nice.
Forgot my beeper this morning, man.
Uh-oh.
That's one day everybody be beeping me, and tomorrow, uh-oh, you dirty right now, and I beep you right
beep you all day long. Can you have somebody drop it off on their way in?
She's off today, but I'll see what I can arrange.
Well, I'm sure she'd run it down to you.
All right.
If you talk sweet enough.
Yeah, bring me that beaver up.
Did you watch any of the CMA Awards last night?
Yes, a very little before I dozed off. I got to see, I think last I saw was your girl, Mary Chapin Carpenter, won vocalist, female vocalist of the year.
Yeah.
But justice was finally done. From the CMA when they put George Jones in the Hall of Fame.
Tell you what, it was a heavy-hitting lineup that was in line for that award. Merle Haggard was in line for it, Willie Nelson.
But they put the right one in.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
The old Jones. I'd say Haggard was a close second. He needs to be in there. But
justice was finally done.
Yeah.
He's long overdue.
Did a good job belting out that song, and his hair looks good, man.
What did he sing?
Saying, I don't need your rocking chair. His newest single, which we just played a little while ago. But
Billy Ray Cyrus acted like a complete idiot.
But he looked like he was having fun. He was
well, that
amazed.
Might have been.
He was just amazed. I'm surprised. Apparently, the stardom hasn't gotten to Billy Ray yet.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that Garth was starting to feel it. But after the way he behaved after getting Entertainer of the Year last night, I have no doubt that he's still just so amazed with it all.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he was up there choking back the tears, and he had his wife with him, and she was nervous as all get out. And
we had to say Susie Boggess and Mary Chapin Carpenter were very sincere. They did not expect it.
No, they didn't. Especially Mary Chapin. They caught her way off guard. And I want to thank everybody in Kentuckiana, because I put the plea out to you. I said, please, go out and buy a Mary Chapin album so we could get her a new outfit and we could get her hair
That's
washed.
Right.
And by golly, there she was last night. New outfit, hair clean. But now she needs a perm, ladies and gentlemen. So when she comes out with her new album, please, go out and buy it. And we're going to start the Let's Get Mary Chapin Carpenter a Perm Sale campaign. Here.
Right.
But she did clean up fairly nice.
Yeah.
I was rather miffed that my lady Pam didn't get the Horizon Award, because I thought Susie Boggess is good, but I think Pam Tillis can just do so much more with her voice.
Plus, Pam writes a lot of stuff, but that doesn't matter. This Boggess girl will win it all next year.
Yeah.
Watch what I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, she got up there and she's like, well, I'm learning how to do this. You know, it's like, what, you didn't know anything about music? Was you created? Or
Just watch her. Watch her next year.
Watch her next year. Okay.
She'll rock and roll.
All right. We'll see. We'll see. Let me get down here to my commercials. It's about that time.
Get to the commercials by all means.
So you're gonna sit over here in the air chair today?
I don't know about today. Maybe tomorrow. May start that next week.
Special guest.
Well, start it Monday.
Start it Monday, huh?
Yeah.
Well, by higher command, you're supposed to learn how to do this stuff. It's like, boys, he's been in the business over 20 years. If he ain't learned it yet,
over 25.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I didn't want to say a figure and you go, "Lee, dude, please."
It don't matter anymore.
Okay. Going to be sunny and mild today, a high around 70 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low near 50, and then sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, high of 76.
27.
As we said, right
precise.
Now, clear skies and 47 degrees downtown.
27
good morning, WTMT.
Years. Started in 65.
Yeah, he's here. Hold on.
Started in 1965.
1965.
It'll be 27 years. Soon to be 28.
Man. I was just a fledgling when you started.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you were a young snap,
oh, yeah,
too.
I was only like 16, 15.
Yeah. Okay. 7:21 is our time here at 62 WTMT.
More than you expect.
Every now and then you get more than you expect. Integrity, quality, value, service, canon. These are very important words that are the foundation of our business. Hi, I'm Jim Kinser, president of Copy Corporation, where you do get more than you expect. Call us at 267-0000 for a free demonstration of the exciting new Canon 2020 copier. The Canon 2020 from Copy Corporation has a fast copy speed of 20 copies per minute and user-friendly functions like color copying, automatic paper selection, zoom reduction and enlargement, automatic document handling, up to 20 bins of sorting, and many other features which do more than you expect. Copy Corporation and Canon are meeting the copier needs of businesses today and tomorrow. Call Copy Corporation at 267-0000.
More than you expect.
Copy Corporation, an Alco Standard Company.
This is Detective Kenny Shuck with Kentucky Anti Crime Stoppers. It's late Monday night, August the 24th. You're at the Dairy Mart at 3004 South 4th Street in Louisville. A man enters a store armed with a gun. He demands money from the clerk and strikes him in the head, causing the gun to go off. The robber takes money from both cash registers, but before he leaves, he fires two additional shots in the store and runs out the door. Police are looking for a black man in his early 20s. He's 5'10" to 6'3" tall and weighs around 160 pounds with a thin build. He has a medium complexion and short black hair and a mustache. Kentucky Anti Crime Stoppers will pay $1,000 cash for the information that leads to the arrest and indictment of the person who committed this robbery. If you call, you never give your name. We'll also pay cash for information that leads to the arrest and indictment in any other felony crime. You can be a crime stopper. Call Kentucky Anti Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. That's 582-2583. If you call Crime Stoppers long distance, call us collect.
Bell South Mobility customers, your call is always toll free. And if you're calling us long distance, call us collect.
62 Country WTMT, Louisville.
There's lots of space in my heart, the heart that you own. Down at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one.
Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox that night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox that night.
Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Mark Chestnut on WTMT. Before that, we heard from Dwight Yoakam and Patti Loveless opening up the hour. What are you doing over there?
Well,
9 minutes after 7 o'clock here at WTMT on a Monday morning, the 12th day of October.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How in the hell are you this morning?
Oh, hanging in there.
A candidate there.
A candidate for what?
Yeah, the jail.
Oh, for the jail?
Mm-hmm.
That Sally lockup or whatever they call it?
Oh, we had a little candidate. Everything
apparently,
seems to be all right.
Apparently, it was just a minor infraction. He let him go.
Uh-huh.
He turned on the red and blues, man. He's flashing him down.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
See if the coffee's working.
His coffee?
Yes, it was unplugged.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid cleaning girl. She can unplug it, but she can never plug it back up.
What's wrong with her, man?
I have no idea. Probably what she does is she probably gets over and instead of going over and unplugging her vacuum cleaner, she just kind of yanks the cord out.
Wow.
Forgets about it. That would explain why the socket has been removed from the wall, too. Good help is so hard to find.
I hear you.
We have clear skies, 43 degrees this morning.
See where Indianapolis won again?
No, I didn't. I hadn't gotten the sports section yet. Our paper was late this morning.
6-3 in overtime.
Who'd they beat?
The Jets.
The Jets?
New York Jets.
Wow.
Jets.
Hello. Two in a row. They're on a roll.
Makes them 3-2.
3-2.
Yes.
Hmm.
They've already tripled their production
card
from last year.
I smell a wild card coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Wild card possibility. Hello.
That's a big line, man.
Ah. No problem.
No problem?
Yeah, he's talking.
Huh? What?
No, actually, we were talking about you and how big of a butt you are. Just kidding, sweetheart. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, it's for you.
All right.
She's like, thanks a lot to both of you. I'm like, just kidding. Don't take it serious.
I hear you. Wonder what I forgot.
Ain't no telling.
Beeper, phone's in the car. I didn't forget nothing. I don't think.
Okay. Well, we'll find out. We'll find out.
All right.
I tell you what, I'm going to joke back here a little bit. So let's go ahead and play another song.
Let's
you get
do
your
it
phone call, and I'm going to gurgle some coffee or something.
All right.
Here's Charlie Pride.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops are falling down the mountainside. Many times I've been here and many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on the mountain of love. High on the mountain of love. Everybody wants a little piece of my time. Still I put you at the end of the line. How it breaks my heart to cause you this pain, to see the tears you cry falling.
Vince Gill on 62 WTMT. I still believe in you. It's 18 minutes after 7 o'clock here at WTMT Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wouldn't put my nose there. You don't know where that's been.
It looks like it's been at Churchill Downs quite a bit.
I don't know if that... No, that particular one's never been out Churchill, I don't think.
Oh, it hadn't? Mm-mm. I thought this was a crowd noise, Mike.
No.
That's another one?
No, that's another one. And that was the microphone stand that got stolen, was the crowd noise, Mike.
Oh.
So...
Who stole it?
I have no idea what happened to it.
It was here.
It was here.
Stop thief.
And then it was gone, so I don't know.
Huh.
I hate to think I'm about to cough up one of my racetrack, you know, because that one was just starting to get rusty and everything.
Yeah.
You know, because leave it sitting out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd hate to ruin another one.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I may put
Maybe it'll turn up.
I'll put up a memo.
Yeah.
I have that capacity.
Would the thief that stole the microphone stand please bring it in?
I'm not sure. I got it. Well, there's only two possibilities that I can really figure. But I ain't mentioning no names. Not even initials.
Okay.
Well, I had a couple of visitors early this morning.
You did?
Yes.
Who?
I heard pounding on my door and look out there, and there's a couple of lovely young ladies from Northwest Airlines out there. She said, what do you do here? Play country music. All right. Here, have a muffin and coffee.
They Why didn't you invite them in to stay?
Well, they were getting ready to get on the van and head out to the flight. Because after they dropped off the muffin, I went back and grabbed a couple of baseball hats and was going to take them over to them, you know, just give them to them a little something, in appreciation. And just as I was walking out the front door, I saw the van pulling out of the lot, and I just waved at them and they went on. Missed them by that much.
I miss out again.
Yeah.
I lose out again.
We see them walking up and down the sidewalk all the time, but this time they stopped to say hello.
Guess who was on the Statlers Saturday night?
No telling.
The killer himself.
You're kidding, Jerry
Lee Lewis.
Oh, how's he looking?
Looks pretty good. You can tell he's aging a little bit. Yeah. He's wearing his glasses full time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I bet he can still play it, though.
Oh, son.
Don't lose
son,
the touch.
Son. He will go down in history. He's probably the greatest. The greatest pianist.
I'd have to second that opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you watch any of the debates last night?
Yes, I did. Saw the entirety.
Unfortunately, I sat down and fell asleep.
Yeah. Normally I would, but I just wanted to see these things and see what was happening. You going to make it, man?
You don't have to. I'm still kind of hurting from the weekend, from the racing, calling all the race cars up there. And, there's a couple of times I hit some huge coughing spells over the weekend.
Is that right?
Yeah, because I get the holler and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the old voice just don't take it like it used to.
Yeah, I saw the debates.
The pack of day habit don't help either.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, yeah, the debates. Who do you think was a winner or a loser?
Oh, you have to say Perot by a landslide was the winner, but Clinton was not the loser.
Right.
So the big loser had to be Bush.
Right.
In my opinion.
That seems to be, you know, the paper reflects the same thing this morning, that Perot impressed a lot of people who weren't sure how to take him.
Yeah.
And from what I saw, he was getting in there, and he was just, you know, telling it the way it is.
That's the way he did it.
Yep.
He said, you know, you people got to face the facts and get on with it.
I liked what he said about the fact that he says there's a lot of good plans already there in Washington. They're all over the place. He said, but nobody's doing nothing about it.
Right.
And that's what you got to do is you got to get in there and get to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was talking about, which I don't know if it was a load of malarkey or if he is serious. He said, you know, he said, won't even wait for the inauguration to get over. You know, the day after the election, get up here in Washington, get to start working with the Bush people and try and make that transition. He said, and get these programs rolling so that by the time Congress starts, you're ready to start working, man.
Yep.
You know, that's the thing, because how many times have we gone up to the deadline in Congress and still didn't have a budget ironed out or what have you? You know, that seems to be the case in point for at least the past 3 years that I can remember. They always get up, well, they're going to have to burn the midnight oil if they want to get it in before the session's over.
Yeah.
You know.
Who knows? It's going to be one of the three, I can promise you that.
Well, yeah. I think it's fairly obvious. I don't think Ed Lay Stevenson's running again.
Yeah.
So, Don't have to worry about no dark horses from left center field.
Clinton came across, but I was impressed with him.
Yeah.
Bush was okay, but, you know, everybody's, you know, you're sitting here facing realities. GE just laid off 700 people.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff's just now starting to hit Kentuckiana.
Right.
That's been going on nationwide.
Yeah, we've been fortunate around here.
And I'm tired, you know. Tired.
So. It's trickling down all right.
Yep.
Okay, well, our Kentuckiana weather for today, sunny, breezy, and mild. Look for a high of around 70. Tonight, clearing and cool overnight with a low of 46. Sunny and a little milder tomorrow with a high of 67. Right now, we have clear skies and 43 degrees here at WTMT. Mark Martin, the winner yesterday in the Mellow Yellow 500. Alan Kowicki coming home second. Kyle Petty taking in third. And fourth place honors went to Jimmy Spencer with Ricky Rudd rounding out the top five.
Mm.
Absent from the list this time was Mr. Monday, Jeff Bodine.
Oh, God.
He was looking for rain,
man.
They said.
Give me a Monday race.
Yep. But Kyle Petty was strong there yesterday. I don't know how it came about to him finishing third. But he had posted at one time, he had almost lapped the whole field.
Mm.
So he was flying it earlier.
How many more races we got, man?
Well, we got a few more. Let's see. After this one, we got the Winston Classic. That's for the Busch Grand National cars coming up next Sunday. Then we got the AC Delco 500. The Pi Royal 500 is the first race in November. And then the Hooters 500 is the last event. That's November 15th.
All right.
So we got two races in November, and it looks like two more here in the month of October. So four. And counting.
Yeah.
Getting down to the wire.
All right.
The Winston Million is looming on the horizon.
All right. Cigarette?
725 here at WTMT.
Hello?
Hi, John. It's Samantha, your new neighbor.
Oh, hi.
Can you help me put up a shelf for my 23 beauty contest trophies to go on?
Oh, sure.
You do have the right tools.
Of course I do. I'll be right over. What I do with my screwdriver? Where's my drill?
Now keep track of your tools with a free Team Valvoline Toolbox. When you buy 12 quarts of quality Valvoline motor oil, just mail in and receive this full-size rugged metal toolbox free. So come on in today, because with a free toolbox, Valvoline can help protect your tools as well as it does your engine.
Hello?
Sorry it took so long. I'll be right over.
Never mind. Jake the bodybuilder from across the street brought over his nice red Valvoline toolbox, and he's helping me.
Hello? Hello?
Offer ends December 12th. People who know use Valvoline. Now at Broadway Auto Supply, 9222 Dixie Highway. 12 quarts, just $14.95.
Here's Garth Brooks on 62 Country.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there.